Midwinter Break, written by Bernard McLaverty and read by Stephen Hogan. In the bathroom, Stella was getting ready for bed. Jerry had left the shaving mirror at the magnifying face, and she was examining her eyebrows. She licked the tip of her index finger and smoothed both of them, then turned to her eyelids. She was sick of it all. The circles of cotton wool, the boiled and sterilized water in the saucer, the ointments, the waste bin full of cotton buds. She said goodnight to Jerry and, on her way to the bedroom, passed their luggage in the hall. She switched on the late-night news on the small radio beside her bed and got into her pajamas. Quickly, because the bedroom air was cold. She saw no point in paying good money to heat a room all day for a minute's comfort last thing at night. Before getting into bed, she turned off the electric blanket. Now and again, she'd fallen asleep with it still on. By the time Jerry came to bed, she felt and looked awful. Like fried bacon, was the way he described her. She loved this hour to herself, this separation at the end of every day. Her hot water bottle, the electric blanket, the radio voices. Jerry, out of action, in another room, listening to music on his headphones, having a nightcap, no doubt, or two or three. The storm doors locked, the windows bolted, the place safe. Sometimes after the news, she read for a while in silence, the sound of a page turning, the absence of talk. But of late, she'd been too tired to read, even to hold a book. Hardbacks were out of the question. There was a tipping point when she knew she was going to get over. Her head would go down on the pillow, her hand creep out from under the covers to get rid of the book or to switch off the radio. The duties and the menus and the lists melted away. Responsibilities were such that nothing could be done at this hour. They were hidden behind a curtain that would return with a swish first thing in the morning, and before she knew, she was sound asleep. Her insomnia, if it came, happened in the middle of the night. Anywhere between 3 and 6, she could be seen curled on the sofa, sipping hot milk, nibbling a biscuit. And her wakefulness could continue for hours, in bed or pacing the floor. At such times, her worries and angst were on full display, magnified like the mirror. A worry in the wee small hours was a different beast entirely to a daylight worry, and that would keep her awake. Maybe she would get over again in an hour or two, but there was no guarantee. There was a blast of music. Her eyes opened. What in the name of God? She closed them again, compressed them, burrowed her right ear into the pillow, pulled up the duvet to cover her other ear, but still the music pounded. What in the name of God was he up to? Jerry.